I saw him all over this weekend.
It's a girl. So
excuse me.
Looks like a girl that used to date years ago. Yeah. So she came back. Ooh. It's Herman. I don't know if it's a her or a man. So I have no idea. See. Yeah, so that's how it works. And we got to put some stuff into her little brain. Ooh. All right? And you can't put things into her brain with a hat on. So that's why kids can't wear hats in schools. Or so teachers will tell you. So we take our little hat off. Always safe. So she's always safe. Here's what we need. We need elements of these kinds of things. So I just put them on the board. So it's an element of wonder. So here's an element of wonder. And we just put a little bit of wonder down into our head like this. Is that kind of fun? So a little wonder. What do you have, Mark?
That's pretty good.
Is that good?
I have
risk. Yes, absolutely. A little risk goes down inside the head like this. And by this time, the kids are going, wow, how is that? And why does the room smell like acetone? I'm wondering, is that kind of fun? And finally, what do we have here? So whatever message you want, isn't that kind of fun? We have teachers and team builders and people like that who are using a science demonstration.
Isn't that
great?
Oh, that's terrific.
So isn't this fun? Anything you want to put in the person's head,
that is so fun.
Now, here's the secret. So down inside. So now I told our camera people, don't reveal it early on. So look at this. This is the secret. So you see the hole in the head.
Sure enough.
And so the secret is here. And believe it or not, the secret is acetone. You have the secret down there. So take a look and pull up that. There it is.
Dun-dun-dun-dun.
So there's our acetone. Acetone will melt polystyrene or styrofoam. So what I did was this, is over the weekend, don't go buy this stuff. Something you're going to buy a piece of furniture or something or a TV.
Oh, it'll be in the packaging.
It's going to be in the packaging.
Right.
So that's what happened over the weekend. That's why we're doing that today. And so I cut it into strips. And so now when it touches the acetone, it literally just vanishes. So here, watch this. If you'll move the acetone out of the way.
That's just a great idea.
Is that fun? So here, watch this. It used to be a trick years ago. You'd have the new guy get a styrofoam cup and they'd say, go fill up some acetone and bring it over. Oh. And as soon as you pour it in there like that, then the bottom falls out. Is that crazy? Put it in there and it's gone.
It literally just
vanishes. So literally anything that we wanted to put inside, you just write the message on there. This is reduce, recycle, reuse, which is exactly what we have to do. We have to realize that on the planet Earth, when we make styrofoam, that you can't recycle styrofoam.
Really? You can't?
It's here for good. So you can reduce it, or you can reuse it, or you can find something else to do with it. And in this particular case, we're going to break it down. So look at that. As soon as it touches, it literally just vanishes.
At the big recycling centers?
No, because they can't turn it into anything else. That polystyrene is there.
So once it's there forever.
But I love it as a message, and I love the fact that there are people out there that are using science experiments as a little demonstration to convey a message. And so if you want to teach kids about reduce, recycle, reuse, what a great way to be able to do that. And literally the cup just goes in there and the cup will vanish just as quickly as well. And so that's
I thought it was a lot. You know, now that I think of it, when I put it out with my cardboard for my recyclables, they don't pick it up.
No.
It always sits there if it's in a packing carton or whatever.
It's great for shipping things because it's mostly little pockets of air, and that's exactly what this shows is a little tiny pockets of air.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Cool.